Last month, a bolt of lightning struck and damaged an ancient Ethiopian obelisk in Rome. The obelisk was stolen by fascist dictator Benito Mussolini in 1937 and transported to Rome as war booty. The lightning strike revived a decades-old diplomatic dispute over the object. Italy long ago promised to return looted artworks, but NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports the Italians have somehow held on to this obelisk.
There's one landmark on the Roman skyline that few tourists are able to identify. The majestic Aksum Obelisk, named after the Ethiopian town where it originally came from, stands near the ancient Circus Maximus at a busy intersection. Esther, an Ethiopian woman who's been living in Italy for more than a decade, brings a visitor to see this treasure.
It's part of Ethiopian history. It's part of our tradition. They brought it during the Second World War when Mussolini went to Ethiopia. They just left it here without any explanation. So tourists just look at it and then they pass by because they don't know what it represents.
Rome has no signs leading to the obelisk. There's no plaque that describes it, and most guidebooks ignore it. It's believed to have been built nearly 2,000 years ago and erected at Aksum, the legendary city of the Queen of Sheba and the cradle of Ethiopian civilization. The obelisk stands 75 feet high and was made of a single piece of granite. Some historians believe it was erected to mark Ethiopia's embrace of Christianity in 300 AD. The mass in this small church follows the Ethiopian Coptic rite. The women cover their heads and shoulders with traditional white cotton shawls. 23-year-old Tina says she wants the obelisk to be returned to where it came from.
Always we are thinking about this. We need it. It's very important for us.
In halting English, Tina says she was told how Mussolini's troops carted away the obelisk in the middle of the night. Her grandmother, she says, called the fascist soldiers white devils. Tarakan Yataka, president of the Ethiopian community in Italy, expresses the bitterness of his people over the Italian conquest of Ethiopia.
The first thing they did, of course, like always, to steal your heritage, to disrobe you, to take everything. So they took the obelisk to symbolize their own power, colonial power, their arrogance also over a small nation which wanted to keep and fight for its independence.
Italy did return some artifacts taken from Ethiopia, but it dragged its feet on the obelisk. In 1956, Rome reiterated its commitment to give it back, but it always found excuses to procrastinate, including civil war in Ethiopia. In 1997, things seemed to be moving finally when Italy's governing center-left coalition gave assurances the monument would be returned within a year. In Ethiopia, excitement was so intense that the airport at Aksum was enlarged to allow the landing of large cargo planes. And the Italian Foreign Ministry appointed a joint Italian-Ethiopian committee to study ways to dismantle and transport the 150-ton obelisk back home. Project Director Maria Teresa Iaquinta says the researchers determined that removing the monument from where it has stood for the last 65 years poses many risks. It's impossible to predict how the granite will react, and some experts fear it could break apart. Iaquinta concedes returning this work of art also poses other challenges.
It has been a project that has been posing so many questions, ethical questions, technical questions, historical questions, not last the political one.
Politics may be playing a bigger role in the dispute under the current government, a center-right coalition which includes the National Alliance, the heir to the fascist party. Tarakan Yataka, the president of the Ethiopian community in Italy, fears more foot-dragging. He demands that Italy at least show more respect for this great work of art, now damaged by lightning.
They are trying to hide it in the middle in the middle of Rome. If you have no name, no identity, well, I mean, you are nobody. At least give it some dignity, for heaven's sake.
This symbol, sacred to Ethiopian culture, has been virtually abandoned in Rome's smog-infested center. And until it's returned to its homeland, it will remain a cause of division between Italy and its former colony. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.